What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the Just Ball Out Podcast. I'm Just Nix.
I'm Jay Red.
What up, Jay Red?
What's the deal, man? Happy to be back, you know?
Hey, man, it's, you know, Wednesday night, 11:09 p.m. Eastern Time for all our Eastern Time folks. I guess we might as well say Happy New Year, right, bro?
You feel me? Happy holidays.
It's been a minute, but hey, I guess it's time for us to, you know, get back to it.
It's some good ball on tonight. It's been some good ball.
I honestly want to say that, like, because I, like, if you asked me, like, yesterday or you asked me last month, I probably would have gave you a different answer. But I honestly feel like it's been better basketball tonight. You know what I mean? We seen some competitive games. I'm really, 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 really disappointed, y'all. Pistons tonight, man. The hometown team, man. Let me give you a little scoop. I don't know if you seen the game, but the Pistons had a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. Feel me? They end up losing the game. I believe it was in OT, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check myself. Yes, they did lose in OT. Trey went nuts. I mean, he even hit off the young Chicago legend Derrick Rose off of something so crazy. You heard how I was talking to you about that.
You got it. He done swung him around.
Man, he done swung him around on the swing, dog. I'm like, dang, man. He took the kids outside to play. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I was really disappointed in him, but I also want to say though that, man, Jeremy Grant, man, he's something that I didn't expect. I did not expect it. I did see a lot of potential in him with Denver in the playoffs last year, but I didn't see this, though. I didn't see this.
Man, I will say this. He's playing better than what I thought he was going to play. Mm-hmm. But he a looter and a riot over there, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what? I
understand it.
A looter and a riot, man. What is he? What is what I'm saying? It just seemed a little fluke to me. He got better, but his game is just, if he's the best player, that's when it worries me. Like if he's your best player, your team is trash, is what I'm saying.
They do got the worst record, I believe. I hope it ain't them. Let's just hope. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got the worst record in the L.
that's what I'm saying. I mean, because they pros. I mean, they not going to score 65 a night. It's going to score some points. Somebody has to do that. Look at the roster. Blake fell off a cliff. It's crazy how washed he is now. Like, that's wild to me.
They really ain't even really lose. I mean, they lose. They ain't really losing by, like, bad. Like, they really don't got a lot of double-digit losses. A lot of theirs have been single digit losses. When I look at the team, I just figured like we need some more young talent. To help out Jeremy Grant in that sense. You know, Derrick Rose is, you know, he the second leading scorer, I believe. Or it might be Blake. Yup, it's Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
let's tank for Cade.
Man, I wish. I wish. But I just don't see Dwayne Casey doing that.
I mean, he don't have to do it on purpose. The team isn't good.
I mean, but I can see them winning. I can see them turning up, like, towards it. Like, you know, it's a long season still. Because there's some teams that we might be thinking as just playing well. By the mid-season, they ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying, going behind. So, it's like, I don't really trust the process of us just losing a whole season like that. I don't see that in Dwayne Casey. Like, I just don't. I don't think he does.
I feel you. You know, when I say tank for Cade, I don't mean just try to lose
it. I mean, I wish.
But this is what I will say. The Pistons do this all the time, and it's kind of irritating. Yes, I'm not saying don't try to compete and win. But at the same time, if you a Piston fan, it's like we not good enough to make the playoffs. So why not be just a little bit worse and get a way better pick instead of picking 9 to 14 every time? And
not the Motor City way, man.
I'm just saying, bro, if we could get a Cade Cunningham or Jalen Green up in these boys, you can build around him in the draft. You got to build it through the draft, son, man. You're not just about to get no big-name agents coming to Detroit.
Could have solved this problem this year's draft. You know, I hate any injury for any young man, but he wasn't the right choice. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have went Tyrese Halliburton. Like we was already saying on the pod. Ooh. For a draft review.
He looking nice. But I heard, you know, I read some article like he set himself up time kind of to go to Sacramento too.
What you mean?
Like he was refusing workouts and telling people like he wanted to go to Sacramento. Like he could have went higher, but kind of like wanted to go to Sacramento. Like even as went as far as his agent. You know, it's some little stuff out there.
I got to read up on it. I mean, I know you be knowing, so I ain't even really trying to, you know what I'm saying, check your sources. But like, that's wild, man. These young boys coming in real aggressive.
Right, right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, back to Jeremy Grant though, man. He been playing well. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm hating. It worries me if, you know, I mean, like what Christian Wood couldn't have did this. We paid Jeremy Grant $20 million. Like Christian Wood killing right now. Like I don't understand that.
Yeah, I see that too. I see your point right there. And this might, I don't know if this might be a, you know, a hard take, but I still see more potential in Jeremy Grant than Christian Wood, though. I'ma still take that. He got a bigger package.
I'll even say this though. Why not pay Jeremy Grant and pay Christian Wood and not get Plumlee?
Yeah.
You know they got
you got a really great point there.
They making about the same.
Is they though?
No, they are.
Yeah. I see your point there. I ain't even gonna argue with you. We're going to move on to the Pistons, man, because we already know what kind of season it's about to be, man. So, you know, we just going to relive the moments that we had when we was in middle school, high school, where we had the Chauncey Billups era. And we just going to, you know, keep, you know, hoping for better days. Better days. It's like, no, let me stop. All right. Moving on, man. We also had a big debut tonight, you know. We had big minutes from the big three tonight that took a huge loss. I wouldn't even say a huge loss, but it was our first evaluation of what they could be. And, you know, the first thing that stood out to me was that I got to present to you is, man, look, they both played like 50 minutes apiece. I know it was a double OT game, but even if that's just a regulation, that's still what? They still play 35 plus minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can they do that every night? And you got 10 points from the bench?
No. In my opinion, no, they can't do this every night. First, I just want to say Kyrie made them weaker.
Damn. That's how you coming?
Let's start the conversation right now, Knicks. They just beat the Milwaukee Bucks with just James and Kevin Durant. Kyrie come back and they lose to a Cleveland Cavaliers.
Why though?
One, they need to take Kyrie off the ball. James Harden is a way better point guard than Kyrie Irving. Like,
I don't think he was really like on the ball like that. I really feel like they were just whoever got it off the board. They would take it. And a lot of times, if they got it off a made bucket, then James would bring it up. That's what I honestly saw. Like, no. Kyrie was having his isolations. They would take him off, you know, take him off the baseline and bring him up off the screen and let him work on the, you know, let him work on the side. But I mean, my main concern is just the minutes, dog. Because the fact that they like. The defensive side, so much defense they gonna have to play. Not saying they basketball players and they got instinct, you know what I mean? I'm not taking that away from them. But this is a full, like, ain't no, you're not getting no real help
And I mean, you know, they not big. They got DeAndre Jordan. He only played 24 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got Durant. You know, he gonna be banging by. He gonna have to check big. Him and Jeff Green are the 4 and 5, the small ball 4 and 5.
They don't got no. They don't got no bigs. They need to get a big ASAP. They need a big ASAP, bro.
What is that? 94? 90. I mean, them boys could score close to 100 every night. Durant, Harden, and Irving, but they gonna give up a lot too.
That's what I'm saying. They don't got no bigs, bro. Like I get it. I know the league has changed a lot, but no, they don't got no bigs. All they got is DeAndre Jordan. They got the rookie from he went to Mississippi State, Perry.
Rob Perry.
Robert Perry. Was it Robert Perry? I believe so. That's all they got. I don't know how they're gonna be able to attain this whole season. They're gonna have to pick up somebody. I think they still got three. I remember seeing that they might have like 3 spots open though. Cause I mean,
yeah,
bro, the only people that didn't play. Well, I don't know if Sammy was hurt, but all you got left is what, Bruce Brown, Cabarron, Tyler Johnson, and Chioza.
Right.
Come on, nah. And then I was really kind of surprised that they brought Joe off the bench. Which I think that possibly affected him too, man. He was 2 of 10, 2 for 7 from 3. He only had 6 points, and he been playing well this year.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I don't know why they made the switch. Maybe because Drummond was starting or something like that, and they wanted to put a big in there.
Right. So you think it's probably just gonna be like, you think Steve just gonna go case by case every game?
Yeah, he might do some matchup stuff with them.
How would you play it?
I would probably do matchup based as well, especially if you play a team with a big like Durant or Jeff Green. I mean, what they gonna do if they play Philadelphia or something like that? Denver. Like,
I mean, you still got DeAndre. I mean, at the end of the day, you play Philly. What they got? You got Tobias. You got Benny. You got who's it? Who else over there?
Curry.
Seth Curry. I mean, that's small. That's your point.
Trying to name in their team. You got Joel. Ben, Tobias.
Who's starting over there? I know it ain't Shake Milton. Shake Milton was coming off the bench.
Do they start Thibel or no? I feel like it's somebody that
might start Thibel. Let me see who they started tonight. They started Maxey at the. Did he get hurt? No, he just didn't. Dang, he only played 20 minutes.
I was about to say, I might just be forgetting like a.
They might have started Korkmaz during the beginning of the season, though. But I ain't really sure though. But oh, Danny Green, dog. You forgot about Danny too, though.
I was about to say, it's somebody that is just obvious that I'm missing. I know that's who it was.
Forgot about Danny.
Yep, that's exactly who it was.
Forgot about Danny. They got a big win tonight against Boston, which I wouldn't probably just be too happy about because they did not have Tatum out there, so. But you had a big night for Marcus Smart. You had a big night for Marcus Smart. But back to Brooklyn though. But what's your first evaluation of them, man? And shout out, hold on. We ain't even show justice though. We ain't even show justice to Colin Sexton though.
Right.
We tripping.
No, I was about to get to it. You feel me?
We got to talk about Colin Sexton. What a night.
Killing these boys. Kill them, Sexton. Going crazy. Feeding them. Kyrie.
20 straight points in OT, dog, for 42. Career high 42 points.
Passing them out to everybody. Durant, take 3. James, take a couple of them. Kyrie, here you can have some.
Yeah.
No matter who, he does not discriminate. Anybody can get these baskets.
Yeah.
No, I like that energy, Sexton. He don't back down. I love it.
Young boy was in that deep bag tonight. That like, I didn't even know he could shoot the ball like that for one. But I think he was feeling it. He was in the zone.
Yeah. But
the fact that the kid is confident, you've been seeing that since he was in high school, that he confident and he, you know, he gonna live in the big moments. Like I remember one of our pods that we did back in the, maybe 2 years ago, where we talked about, remember he had 40 against Minnesota?
Yeah.
He only had four players.
He was going crazy.
He was going crazy. Like, yeah. So, yeah. Young boy going to do his thing. But for Brooklyn, man, it's going to be a long season, man.
Yeah, they still figuring it out. And, you know, Cleveland still missing Shifty DG over there, too. The boys got a nice little – I think they got some bright spots over there, man. Honestly. Oh,
they definitely got some bright spots, man. I'm technically, right now, I'm sitting here watching the Houston and Phoenix. How you feel about Phoenix, man? What you do you think they can make a deep run in this year's playoffs?
I really do. Actually, I like Phoenix. I like Devin Booker and Chris Paul together. I know they still figuring each other out. Book numbers have came down a little bit. He's been up and down. But I like them two together. I think in the end that is going to work out well. Man, Mikal Bridges been playing well.
Playing great.
Aiton, you know, been playing well. Yeah. I like Phoenix. You know,
you gotta stay out of foul trouble, dude.
Yeah. Riding the high off the 8-0 bubble performance, you know, coming in a little more confident this year. They started off like 5-2. You know, I know they took a little skid and had some postponements and stuff, but I mean, I like them. I think that, you know, barring any health, I think that they should at least be a playoff team, and that's all you can really ask for Phoenix right now.
No, I definitely feel like they're going to be a playoff team. But this is a question I got to ask for you. It's so many shifts that's happened in the West this year, right?
Shifts meaning what?
You lose a big star in James Harden. Denver, I wouldn't even say a shift. It's pretty consistent in what it was last year. That's a bad mistake on my end. But I wanted to propose this question to you just to look at both sides. But mainly, I want to look at the West because I think Houston was a huge blow. I'm going to give you off the 8 teams that was in last year's playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you tell me what teams are not going to be in the playoffs.
Okay.
C1, of course, your Lakers, who won the championship last year.
Yes, sir.
You got the Clippers, who was the 2 seed. Denver, 3 seed. Houston was the 4. Oklahoma City was 5. Utah was 6. Dallas was 7. And Portland was 8. If we was just going off what we seeing right now, who are you looking at to really drop out of those 8?
I'm looking at OKC to drop out of that 8.
I agree.
I'm looking at, I mean, I want to have a little faith in Houston, but Houston could be race bubble. They could be a bubble dropping out of that 8.
Okay. So, really, technically, we really looking at 2 teams that we honestly feel like that can drop off.
Yes.
Out of there.
Those the 2.
Who is the 2 at the bottom that could be able to take those 2 spots? Because we honestly feeling like them other 6 teams are legit, you know, shoe-ins. So who we thinking on the bottom could take them spots, them 2 spots? Because that really solved the playoffs right there, unless Portland just flame out and, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I think Phoenix can take 1 spot. Mm-hmm. And
now you got Golden State, you got New Orleans, you got Sacramento, you got San Antonio, and you got Memphis. All Memphis teams that's playing well right now.
This was in last year, wasn't they?
No, they didn't make it.
I thought they made the play-in. I'm sure.
Remember they did the play-in, but like,
yeah, but Portland made it. No, I know what you mean. Portland made the top 8. Man, I don't think Golden State's going to make it this year.
You don't think so?
Nope. I don't.
Man, it's hard for me to just say that. It's hard for me to say that, man. I swear, man. It's hard for me to say that, dude. But I really feel like I don't think Memphis going to make it this year just because they still I mean, you got to get Jaren Jackson back. You know, I love John Morant, but I really just feel like not yet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of with you a little bit on that. I do love them, though. I love Memphis. I love Ja. They compete. Hey, these young boys, nice. They going to play hard every night. But I do feel like it just might be too loaded. You know, they just might be first four out type thing, you know?
I think that last spot go down to San Antonio and the Warriors.
Yeah, I think, you know, my heart says, my head says that, you know, my heart says that I think the Spurs will get the last spot. If the Warriors, let me just say this, though, if the Warriors don't make the playoffs, I'm going to talk, you know, you're going to hear my mouth about that. So I'm going to just keep consistent and say that they will not make it this year.
You don't think they're going to make it this year?
I'm going to just stay. I'm going to have loyalty, take loyalty right now and say Warriors will not make the playoffs this year.
I would think you would say that, too. You know, you should be feeling that way anyway. After they, you know, took that knife out. You feel me? Yeah. And, you know, and Brian went clank-clank. You know what I'm saying? He went clank-clank, you know, for the last joint. I imagine you would say that. But I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Jordan Reddick. Let me tell you something, Mr. J. Red. You need to be really, 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 really worried about they next door neighbors.
Clippers?
Okay. Okay.
Clippers got it.
I guess you don't know they live next door or something.
No, they gotta quit choking off 3-1 leads to Denver. They can't even beat the young boys yet.
Bro, that was a look, man. We ain't even really tripping off that bubble shit. You know what I'm saying? It's good. I mean, Brian and them, they won, bro. Brian showed me a lot. I never take that away from him. Feel me? One of the greats. But I will say that, I mean, you can tell they wasn't there. They wasn't there with it, bro. It didn't look good.
Bro,
You know when the team flowing.
They was flowing until they lost three times in a row. Like, we didn't hear that they wasn't there when they was up 3-1. It was only when they was choking it off night after night.
That's cool, but bro, these are NBA players. Such as Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic and all, you know, all the other guys for Denver, that they got some confidence and they got going, and they made a run, and the Clippers didn't come together as a team. It didn't look good, and then not to mention, Harold looked bad in that series.
We gonna get him right though.
He looked bad, and I'm so sick of him doing outside moves like they sweet. It's not sweet.
He got that in his game.
No, he don't, bro.
Don't come at Trez package.
Trez don't got that. Stop. I'm sick of it, bro. I'm sick of it.
Watch Rico Hines summer
video. I don't care. It looked disgusting.
I'm watching Trez. He got it. He can't check Joker. That's where he was looking bad. Joker was abusing him. He too little. But on the offensive side, he got that.
He got the what?
He can
take that fluky floater.
He got a little perimeter game with it. He got a little J with it. Trey's got a little game. You sleeping on this package a little bit. Bad.
Bro, I even was watching Famous Lowe's little video he was making the other day. And he had Trez. You know how D-Wade patting and move when he take you hard right and snatch back. Mm-hmm. Even Donovan be doing it. Trez did it, but it looked so disgusting. He had the sloppy feet with it. His feet was like, you know what I'm saying? You like, man, you know, you shouldn't even do it.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I no offense, Trez. Hey, no offense, Trez, but that is ugh. Ugh, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But like I said, the Lakers worried. Need to be very, 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 very worried. That's all I'm saying.
Why we need to be worried?
Because, the champions
coming through the purple and gold. They got something to prove.
Bro, that's hypothetically speaking and all that, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's the traditional thing somebody would say. You gotta come through the champs. But like, ain't nobody I didn't say to myself, I know how everybody else walked into this season saying like, man, the Lakers got better. They, you know, they good, blah, blah, blah. Hey, bro, they still. When they won that championship, I didn't feel like they still was the best team.
Who was the best team?
The Clippers still was the best team.
Bro, how can you even say that?
I understand that we always, all right, look. Okay, I guess I shouldn't have said that because everybody gonna look at it like, all right, a team is a team, man. We shouldn't just be looking at talent. But bro, you put the best players on the floor, bro. They supposed to win. So that's all I'm saying is what?
You saying on paper they was the best team. Roster.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I could say that they collection of talent, you know, people thought they was the favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the Lakers level back.
What?
I think Brian gonna have to turn it up to a whole nother level to win this year.
Why we can't do that? Who in the West gonna be? So we just gotta see who coming up.
Look, this all I'm saying. They can possibly lose to the Clippers. They can possibly lose to the Clippers. Just hold on, dog. You shaking your head already, man? You got something wrong with your neck or something? like, look, I'm just saying, they could possibly lose to the Clippers. And if they get to the finals, bro, do you honestly? Y'all got AD. So AD could really get off on Brooklyn, but that's a lot.
Who is loaded?
That's a loaded gun.
Just tell me who Durant.
You know how many rounds in there?
Tell me who Durant checked.
Extendo clip.
If Durant got a check, Brian, AD goes crazy. Not to say Brian can't go crazy on Durant, but it's just gonna be like, who's gonna guard the other guy? Kyrie, we just seen what he gonna get ate up. Schroeder gonna tear him up. We just seen his defense tonight. Young Bull just exploited something. We got that on the Scotty off rip. Trust me.
Honestly, Reed didn't really play bad defense though. It was just better. Oh.
Well, I'm gonna take Schroeder. You feel me?
So you think Reed ain't gonna punish him on the other end?
And we ain't talking about the other end right now.
I'm talking about the firepower. How are they going to be able to compete with all that firepower?
Schroeder ain't no slouch, though. Yes, we going to get off.
I'm not saying he's not a slouch. I'm just saying, bro.
Bro, we know what they do. I get it. They scoring. This might be the most craziest scoring trio we ever seen. It has to be. They can score 100 between them three on any given night easily, but they gonna give up so much. And I mean, night after night,
do you believe that y'all can score that much?
I believe we can check them well enough.
I agree with you.
We could check them better than they could check us. That's what I believe.
Now there you go. You might have got the argument with off that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a respectable brother. I'll give it to you if you come with some facts. And I like that. I like that answer. I like that answer because what we seen tonight makes us wonder. If you know what I mean. All right, but we gonna move on to the next topic and go with our traditional.
That boy good.
My favorite segment.
We got three people on the list today that we think that it's been really playing well of late. And the first thing I want to start off, I got to give a shout out to Nikola Jokic, the Joker. Second player in NBA history to average at least 20, 10, and 10 in the first 14 games of the season. You know who the other guy was. Big O. You know, Oscar Robertson. And every historical Like, it make me look at him differently. Like, you know, like, I know a lot of times I give a lot of people grief. And I've never been a person to disrespect my elders. But I'm sorry, bro. Don't be coming at me with that bill.
No, I'm with you. Cause I'm with you.
Don't be coming at me with that bill. Now I can see Will.
I just feel like,
let's come at me with the bill, man. Like, bro, they weren't playing nobody, bro.
We gotta account for the evolution of the game. That's all.
And they play, it was only how many teams was it?
About 11.
It was 11 teams. Like, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, man, we're gonna get back to the Joker, dog. Having the triple double basically for the season currently right now. Really has been taking it up another notch. I heard Monte Morris, he said a statement the other night where he was like, man, he told him like, man, I know, he like, he told him after they played Brooklyn, like, I know we playing KD and Kyrie and all these guys, blah, 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 but we playing with a Hall of Famer too.
Ooh, I like
that. How you feel about that, dog?
I feel like Monte know what he talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like, one, I like that. I like his whole perspective there. Yeah. Like, y'all want to come in here and ask us about them? Are y'all asking them about dog over here? Because he a bad man, Hutcher, too.
Yeah. And he's showing his dog.
Man, leading the league as a center in assists. I mean, that's just.
Who's the best center in the NBA right now?
Oh, I think it comes down to two people, Embiid and Joker.
But that ain't what I asked you.
I'm going to take.
I already know that.
Give me Joker. I'm going Joker right now. What you think?
It's so hard, dog. You really, this is my problem, bro. This is my problem. And I hate potential. And I hate wasted talent. Joel. Bro, you cold, bro. But you gotta cut that arrogant junk out for one. Cause that's his problem. You know what I'm saying? Is he too arrogant for one? Like, bro, you cold. You cold. But stop talking about, like, you, like, bro, you only been playing basketball since you was about 15. Keep learning, bro. I don't care how good you is. You still got time.
Gotta continuously improve.
You gotta continue to improve, bro. Like, it, like, and that's, I ain't about to sit here and act like I'm the, like, the, you know, like I know it all. But I watch the game, and what I see is, I see, like, sometimes you, I see you take plays off. That's what I see. I see you lazy sometimes. I see you settling for jump shots a lot of times. And I heard the statement that you made where you saying that you feel like you need to do more people doubling you than just sitting in the paint. But bro, when it's time, dominate. And I seen you tonight against Boston. Dominate. We need that. And he's having an MVP season, so I really still feel like Joel is the best center in the NBA. Dude just gotta just come on. You know what I mean? Come on. But right now, gotta go Joker, man.
Yeah, he just got more in the bag. Like, Joel can score, don't get me wrong. He a force, but yeah. I think Joker just shoot the three at a higher clip. You know, he more, a little unorthodox, but he could get a little 1 foot mid-range. You know, he just got a wider range, a more plethora of moves to me, too, you know.
That's fact. We're going to keep it in the paint. We're going to keep it in the paint. We're going to go to the next guy that's been a real, I wouldn't even say a surprise, man, but I'm glad that he's being able to shine right now. Playing Big Tibbs minutes. playing Big Tibbs minutes. Julius Randle, man, having a hell of a season. Averaging a career high, 22, 11, and 6 drops.
And I'm killing it.
Yeah, and he got the New York. He got New York looking real competitive right now. I mean, I think they 6-8 right now. You know, not above 500, but better than they have been. And I like to see, you know, Tibbs. You know, he got them young boys playing. I think they got good energy over there right now. How you feel about Julius Randle?
Man, I'm loving it. Like, you know, I love to laugh with you. You know, we get taking advantage of those Tibbs minutes over there real well. He killing it, though. You can't argue with the results. He killing it. You know, in the past, you could tell that he would show flashes, but he would be inefficient. And, you know, his jumper really wasn't falling. He's improved on that so much. I think that's opened up a lot. You know, he always had the good bully ball type of game that he can go to work with. Now that he's hitting his J a little bit, he's making better decisions, passing the ball as well. I think, you know, he looking good, man.
Yeah, New York, I think if they keep that little small little core together, and then, you know, the rookie Emmanuel Quickly has been a surprise also. Shout out to him. Been playing very, very, very well. I mean, RJ Barrett, I think they need him to take that next step. He got to. You know what I mean? Like, you've been a prodigy your whole time. I don't really want to hear the excuses, bro, because the NBA is young now.
Right.
So you ain't doing nothing but playing against people that's your age anyway. So if you that, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Been playing well too, though. So, you know, I don't want to hate.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
No, I know. He
ain't no hate.
Step.
No hate.
Take the step. You know.
Hold on. I don't want to even. It's never going to be that. You feel me? I'm never going to.
No, I know.
I ain't saying it like that. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to challenge my guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? And RJ Barrett, he got talent. I want you to step up, bro.
Right. Nah. I get what you're saying. Take that step. Take that next leap forward and really start to go crazy. But, you know, you showing me something too, RJ, though, this year. You and Juke been kind of
leading. He definitely taking a step, but he gotta turn it up, man. He was a top five draft pick, bro.
Right. A little bit.
I mean, and he was college killed, high school killed. I mean, it ain't no, that's all I'm saying is, like, it ain't no, it's hard to be this hard on young cats like this, but this the business now. You feel me? It's a problem that we already watching these kids already in high school, watching their whole development. You feel me? And it's like, you don't know if you know what I'm saying, some guys that want these kids to lose or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But these kids can go to a team, a bad team, and never be the same again because confidence gone because they never been put on the bench. Or, like, look at Dennis Smith.
Yeah,
start the whole time,
man. I was a big fan of Dennis Smith, even high school, college, even coming into the league. I really still hope, you know, it's a switch flip and my man start hooping again. What happened to him, man? I mean, he's excelled at every level. It's kind of tough to watch him not be what I thought he was gonna be.
It's crazy, man. Sometimes you get in that dark hole. Sometimes with some teams, you know what I'm saying. But I hate that he had to end up leaving Dallas, man. That was the.
I thought that was gonna work out a little better than it did too. But I mean, Luka came in, so what can you do?
The next guy I want to give a shout out to is Donovan Mitchell. Currently got Utah sitting second in the West. They're on a 6-game winning streak, which is the longest active NBA, longest active streak currently right now. He averaging 26 on 50% shooting and 48% shooting from three during that streak. So, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, I really don't want to, you know, get into a big old thing about him because he's been proving this to us since he's been in the league, and there's nothing else that we can really say about him, but just keep improving, young Mitch, and bro, we see you. That boy good.
That boy definitely good.
You got any statements on him?
I mean, you know, kind of piggyback off what you said. I know we like to try to kind of highlight guys who don't always get the recognition, and I know he's one of the guys who always get the recognition. But I mean, you got Utah on a 6-game winning streak. You leading your troops, y'all second in the West. And, you know, you do this year after year. Everybody is always kind of sleeping on Utah. Y'all always kind of fly under the radar, but y'all is a solid team. So, man, keep your foot on the gas. You know, we watching. We taking notice.
We watching. That boy good. So, yeah, man, that's a show for us. Once y'all come back to us next week, we're going to have some more fire for y'all. Like I always say, follow the movement, follow the website, justballoutmedia.com. That's justballout, JUSBALLOUT, media.com. And the Instagram is underscore,
Just ball out underscore.
My bad. JUSBALLOUT underscore. J Red, your handle?
At J Reddy, at JREDDI. Talk to me, interact with me. I'm debating everybody. I never lost a LeBron debate in my life. Undefeated.
Crazy drop. Crazy drop. Oh, yeah. Follow me. JUSNIX. I'm Just Nix. And that's it for us.
Yes, sir.
Jump ball.